for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
In an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean, oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nails, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Feather Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know Dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, untidyradio.com, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO 1312.
I was born in forest fire. That smoke filled my lungs. It painted the sky all summer long. The only thing that's left is my longing for that blue, blue sky, that sun, sunshine. Where did it go? That fire takes everything you know and burns it to the ground. Oh, take me to the water. I wanna drift away. Yeah. drift away. But my mountain side keeps on burning bright, and there's no escape. Oh, take me to the water.
Kyle Burnett, Take Me to the Water, from their upcoming EP Glory Days, releasing on Syrup Moose Records. That's right. It'll be up for pre-order June 1st, and that first single, Take Me to the Water, is on YouTube right now. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 111 of Syrup Moose Radio. I hope you enjoyed the show that my cat put on for you last week. And if you didn't, that's you're gonna have to yell at a cat, and I don't think you want to do that, because I wouldn't want to do that. Hi. All right. I got a bunch of things to be upset about this week. We're gonna talk about, I've got a lot of topics already chosen, so it's a little bit more planned than usual, but we are going to talk this week about the new AI data centers being built in Vancouver. We're going to talk about the UFO files released by the U.S. government, and we're going to talk about the Alberta separatists. That's right. So if you're listening to this in Lethbridge, Alberta, this is for you, I guess. This is an episode for you. But we do have also a ton of music coming up. I've got stuff coming from Kneecap, Fire Tools, Truck Violence, Canine, lots and lots of stuff that I think is going to be well worth your time. But first up, we're going to check out a new one from Panopticon. This is called Blood and Fur Melting Upon the Snow. And when we get back, we're going to talk about aliens, because that's the easiest one to talk about. All right, here it is, Panopticon on Syrup Moose Radio.
We'll be right back.
panopticon, blood and fur upon the melting snow. All right, let's talk about aliens. It's been discussed. It's been all over social media. The U.S. government released a bunch of now declassified files about supposed UFOs, unidentified flying objects, or whatever. And the stuff that I have seen so far is either clearly fake and made up and just sort of people making stuff and saying this was definitely in those files, or deeply uncompelling. In terms of like where I stand, I guess I gotta say one way or another where I stand on this very important issue. Look, the universe is infinite. I find it very hard to believe that there is nothing else in the entire universe but humans. I find that very hard to believe. Do I think they are here? No. Do I think that they would somehow know to interact with the U.S. government? No. I think it's all very, very stupid. And I think everything that I have seen from these files and from every other piece of evidence, quote-unquote evidence, in the last however many years is clearly not real. There are plenty of people who have taken more time with this than I am ever going to. I truly just can't be bothered, because it's a distraction. And that's the thing about this that I think is worth talking about, is the fact that it's a distraction from all of the things that are happening. And I saw one piece talking about it, say it really really clearly. I believe that it was a BBC piece about it, where either the files show proof of aliens and Trump takes credit for it, or they don't show evidence of aliens and Trump blames the deep state or whatever, and either way he wins. This is only good for his popularity, and being that it's quite low, it's not really a surprise that he is doing things like this to get himself attention. Other things he's doing include building a golden statue of himself down in Florida, I believe. So maybe he didn't build that himself. I've just seen it around and it's embarrassing. Like, there's so much happening right now that is nightmarish and important that the transparent way in which this is a distraction from that, the fact that anybody is buying into any of it, is so embarrassing to me and so disappointing. And I get it. We want distraction. We want things to be more fantastic or fantastical than they are. But this isn't the way. This isn't the way to just get to be distracted, because it's such a it's a poor magic trick. It's look over here while I do this over here. And as much as I can empathize with wanting a distraction, we shouldn't let the people who are doing us harm distract us so that they can continue to do that. So I don't have that much to say about this alien file shit, other than to say that it's not real, or it's being misanalyzed or misinterpreted, or it's being outright faked. So really, who cares? So now we've talked about it. Now it's done. And now we can get back to talking about the stuff that actually is going on and that actually is a nightmare. And, you know, it's always really interesting to me, these stories about how the U.S. government is keeping aliens secret, as if word about the United States has traveled to infinite universes and they all know, oh, this is who you have to talk to. As if they wouldn't, in District 9, for example, just show up in a totally different country without any announcement, right? Like, in what world would they go, the United States, that's who we need to talk to? They don't know. Their borders go as far as our planet, and that's it. No one else outside of our planet gives a shit what our borders look like. So I think keeping that in mind might help you to see through some of this. But whatever. I have much stronger feelings about the other things we're going to talk about. I just feel like I needed to get this out of the way and have said out loud, no, none of this is real. Yes, this is a distraction from your government because your government thinks you're stupid. And that actually applies to Canadians and Americans. Your government thinks you're stupid. We'll get more into Canadian government thinking you're stupid later, but this was done by the U.S. So it's just so transparent and embarrassing. And I don't know what to tell you. I truly don't know what to tell you. Yeah, you should be embarrassed, I guess. All right, we're going to check out a new one here from Talpa and Violent Magic Orchestra. This is called New Babylon, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Alberta separatists, because apparently I need to give myself an ulcer. So, let's go. That was Talpa and Violent Magic Orchestra with New Babylon. You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. We're going to talk about Alberta, folks. All right. So you may have heard on May 7th or May 13th, a judge overturned Elections Alberta's approval of their separation referendum petition. So this coverage, I'm going to read some coverage here from the CBC, this one written by Michelle Bellefontaine. So the Alberta government says that it plans to appeal a decision by an Alberta Court of King's Bench Justice that has quashed the approval of a petition seeking a referendum on Albertan independence. The judge's decision puts the future of the Stay Free Alberta independence petition, which separatist groups say has garnered more than 300,000 names. In two decisions issued, Justice Shana Leonard found that Elections Alberta Chief Electoral Officer Gordon McClure made an error in the law.